89.3 The Current. It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food, dining, and beverage authorities from around town. He's back with us again this week. James Norton edits The Heavy Table, a daily Twin Cities-based magazine passionately telling the stories of food and drink from roots to table in the upper Midwest. Welcome back, James.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back.
We need to pick up where we left off about a month ago, or maybe even a couple months ago. We've been following your Central Avenue tour through the Twin Cities. Now, for anybody who's not familiar with what you guys have been working on, bring us up to speed.
Between 694 and Broadway Street, there are roughly 52 independently owned establishments on Central Avenue, and we are eating at all of them. And when I say we, I mean we've got a great illustrator, this guy who goes by the pen name Waxo, MC Cronin, who's a writer, myself, I do some writing, and then we always bring a photographer off, and my wife, Becca Dilly. So the four of us just are eating at all these places and sort of documenting five at a time all these restaurants from 694 to Broadway.
And you've made your way through quite a few of them. I mean, you guys are almost done with this tour.
Yeah, we're at like number 45 or thereabouts. So we are cruising. And as we've gone, I think we've picked up some ideas about what to order and how to order. Because we just go into a new restaurant, got to order, get the food, get out of there, repeat four more times in any given evening. So
I don't know how you guys do it, because I feel like I would order the wrong thing.
Well, sometimes we do. Okay. We're not superheroes, but I think we've come up with some ideas that would basically hold true anywhere you go. If a restaurant advertises itself as the home of something, order that thing. If the menu item bears the name of the restaurant or vice versa, order that. If a menu item bears the name of the founder or the owner or a member of the staff or a regular patron.
Order, home of the Juicy Lucy. Yes.
Order that.
Yeah.
Exactly. If they claim to originate something, order that. Now, if you ask for recommendation and your server starts just kind of shouting out items willy-nilly, just ignore them and order whatever you're going to get.
Okay.
But if they emphatically blurt out a specific item, get that.
That's the
thing. Like, oh yeah, you got to get X. Well, then order X. And, you know, if you're at an ethnic restaurant, order a dish that's representative of the culture. And a little side note, if you're at like a, let's say, a Chinese slash more obscure Asian culture, go for the more obscure.
Okay.
Because they're doing the Chinese because they got to do that because everyone knows chow mein. But the other thing is that's where they're
from. You're going to get the unique thing there. Yeah.
Exactly. And if there's a like a burgers or chicken nuggets section on a menu that's not a burger or chicken nugget place, just ignore
Stay
that.
Stay away from it.
Leave it for dead. Absolutely. And if something's called as a specialty, a favorite, or signature dish, get it. If it's labeled new or just added, avoid it.
Okay.
There you go. That's going to save you a lot of time and hassle.
No, that's good. And that's, I mean, that's anywhere you go for the first time. Anywhere you go. It could be not just Central Avenue, but any new restaurant. Okay, so you've been eating your way down Central Avenue. What places have you hit since we last talked?
Yeah, let me run down a few of them. Pico de Gallo. This is sort of a Latin American place. They are also a juice bar. Not sure why. The juice is terrific. Everything's fresh squeezed. They've got a lot of produce right there on site. You can watch them make the juice. We got a beet, carrot, grapefruit juice. Super refreshing. Really tasty.
Okay.
They also do a specialty I haven't seen anywhere else called a carne queso. And think Philly cheesesteak. We got it with steak. So very small, tender bits of steak with like a molten cheese sauce surrounding them.
Oh.
Plus warm, slightly charred bits of cactus, which were actually really good. They kind of gave it a funky brightness. It's exotic and comforting. I really loved it.
Okay. All right. Where else did you go?
Went to Senyai Senlek. Thai rice and noodles, popular place. We actually were there with the city council member for the ward, Kevin Reich, and he told us he'd spent some time in Thailand and found the hot dish of Thailand. That's the dish that every Thai aunt or grandmother makes. No restaurants sell it because it's so boring and ordinary, but it's actually really delicious. It's called Pad Bai Gra Pao. It's on the menu at Senyai Senlek. Doesn't look like much. It tastes delicious. It's a mashup of greens, garlic, chilies, peppers, a lot of Thai basil, fried egg, way more than the sum of its parts. Super good.
We're talking with James Norton from The Heavy Table as he and his colleagues continue to make their way, eat their way down Central Avenue. Now, the next place you went to was a coffee house.
Annalise, a newly opened coffee house. I would say it's a very kind of clean, austere aesthetic. wow, is the coffee good?
The coffee, I got to second you on that. The coffee is incredible there. And like you said in the article, the vibe is just very like sort of clean, but it doesn't seem pretentious. I really dig it.
No, okay. It's a really cool vibe. And then we got a latte with a cardamom syrup, which could be such a sweet dish. It could be so just like kind of overly flavored or kind of gross. And it was restrained and gentle and just beautiful. They just killed it. They crushed it.
Yeah, and what they're doing really well. They're not trying to do it all.
No.
Yeah, they've just sort of pared down the menu to just doing things that, again, they're really going to knock it out of the park.
And it's one of those places, too, you can order a black cup of coffee and drink it black, and it's great. You don't feel any need for cream or sugar. Just like, whoa, I'm getting a ton of flavor, and this is beautifully balanced.
Now, moving on to the next place. They do just about everything.
Yes. Crescent Moon Bakery and Restaurant. Famous, infamous, kind of a goofy decor going on there. The home to the football pizza, the Afghan flatbread pizza. You can get it with gyro meat. You can get it with chicken. You can get it with all sorts of toppings. I love this pizza.
Why is it the football pizza?
Because it's football shaped. I think someone there had the brainwave of like, maybe Afghan flatbread pizza is going to be a little intimidating
right.
for people. Everybody likes football. Like football pizza. Yeah.
It's shaped like a football.
And it comes with this green sauce, this cilantro sauce. And I don't know why every pizza made by everybody doesn't come with cilantro sauce, because it's such a beautiful kind of offset for the greasiness and heaviness of cheese and bread. It's really, really delicious.
The green sauce is the secret. If people get it and don't eat the green sauce, they go, oh, this is just pretty good pizza.
It's decent pizza.
You get that green sauce and you dip it in. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Crescent Moon, football pizza, green sauce, eat it. It's one of the signature tastes of the Twin Cities, I would argue.
Yeah, and they do just about everything. It's ice cream, pizza, coffee. You can even pick up groceries. It really is everything.
You can get the football pizzas frozen, which I do.
Okay.
if you want to stock up the freezer, you've got an option there.
All right, now let's hit one more place. We're talking about the Central Avenue Tour. James Norton is here from the Heavy Table. Now, this place reminds me of an activity that someone under 40 may be intimidated to try.
Yes, there's something called the Arkana Lodge. Think Masons. It's sort of a brotherhood society.
And they've got this society is the way I think of it.
They're not so secret anymore. They gave us a full tour. We got to see the lodge and the aprons and the mural and the thing. It was kind of fascinating, actually. Every third Saturday of every month from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., they do a pancake breakfast. You're welcome to join them there. It's $8. You get a bunch of really tasty, very simple, straightforward, tasty pancakes. Juice, coffee, bacon, fried eggs, or scrambled eggs. Very convivial, very low-key, very non-pretentious. And it's a really fascinating old, like, sort of pinkish building. It's a really interesting kind of experience. And after we had breakfast, we're like, would you like the tour? And we said, yes, we would like the tour. And we got to kind of look at this this old Masonic-style lodge in the middle of Central Avenue. So it was a blast.
I was just looking at some of the illustrations from the story, and I see that the guy cooking pancakes, he's got the like the old-fashioned, the stainless steel, like the pancake dropper.
Yeah,
you know?
Like the pancake gun thing. Yeah, exactly. It's as old school as they get. I believe that the griddle he was working on was part of a railway car. And he got into some great stories about sort of like relationship between fraternal brotherhoods and unions, and how like when there was big strikes around the turn of the 20th century,
sure.
The unions were really well organized right away because they had these brotherhoods members, you know, people already members of, so they could kind of just jump into action like that. So we got a lot of interesting history and for $8, an amazingly good breakfast.
All right. So that's the Arkana Lodge.
Yes.
Sounds good. So we're going to put a link to this Heavy Table story, and you'll be able to check out all the places that James has talked about. Just go to Eating and Drinking with the Current over at thecurrent.org. James Norton edits the Heavy Table, a daily Twin Cities-based magazine, passionately telling the stories of food and drink from roots to table in the upper Midwest. All right, James, thanks.
Thank you.
89.3 The Current.